Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Oh, I'm Timothy O'Leary, General Director of Washington National Opera.
And we are talking the really cool event. It's called Opera on the Field. They'll be doing Carmen down at Audi Field this Sunday, September 25th at 4 p.m. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jason. It's great to be with you.
Okay. Where does this fall, not only for Washington National Opera, like what year are we in of these free opera broadcasts here on the field? Like, how long has this been going on?
Well, it's like our favorite activity at Washington National Opera. This is our 17th year of doing this. And we've done it in various locations, starting out on the National Mall and often at Nats Park. And this is our first time at Audi Field. And the whole idea is we broadcast a free performance of an opera, and people can sit out on the grass of the field or in the stands, depending on their, you know, interest. And you can watch the opera while eating your popcorn, peanuts, and Cracker Jack. So it's fun and informal, and it's great for families and kids. My kids love it. It's just a really fun way to experience the joy of this amazing music.
Definitely. And as you mentioned, I think the last time you and I spoke, it was at Nats Park. And, we've talked a couple times for that. It was called Opera in the Outfield. So now I think you did what? Barber of Seville, Cinderella. I think we've
done a
couple on the Jumbotron there. So what's the how did that sort of prepare you? You sort of know the deal of doing it inside of stadiums. But I guess talk about how you're prepared for it because of that. But also how it's exciting because this is a brand new venue too.
That's right. Audi Field is a state-of-the-art facility, and it's got a beautiful huge Jumbotron scoreboard. So we broadcast the opera on the scoreboard, so everyone's got a great view of it, whether you're sitting on the grass of the field with your blanket or sitting in the stands. The sound is fantastic. And, you know, opera is, it's all about being in a crowd and enjoying, just like it is at a sporting event. There's this idea of what we've all missed during the years of pandemic disruptions. It's called collective effervescence, when people gather in a crowd and they're all cheering for the same thing. That's the fun of doing this in a sports venue. And it just also helps kind of demystify opera. A lot of people think of opera as overly formal, almost elitist, et cetera. When you do it in a sporting stadium, it just kind of brings it down to the origin of opera, which is that it's fun, it's beautiful, and it's meant to be enjoyable.
Exactly. And, but you guys were over at Nats Park back, in the glory days and, in World Series, and now the team's struggling. So we're moving stadiums.
No, we love
that's
the Nats.
That's not why.
It was their calendar and our calendar couldn't align this year. So we're at Audi this year, but I think we'll be at Nats Park again someday. We love it there.
I'm just messing with it. Yeah, I mean, it is cool that you get to do a variety. And actually, Audi Field has done a couple. I think we did some story a couple months ago. They did like a movies on the pitch or something. They played, they streamed like outdoor movie screening. So yeah, like it's a really cool spot, not only for the soccer fans, but to come watch some opera here. Is that sort of the idea? Is the idea sort of, If you hold opera in a traditional venue, Kennedy Center or Wolf Trap, whatever, you get the hardcore opera audience. But is the idea of maybe doing sports stadiums like a soccer field? Maybe you're going to try to get maybe some crossover, some converts here?
Oh, no, we're all about welcoming people and, converting them because, opera in its origin was like a very populist art form. It was the Broadway musical theater of its day. And we love performing in the gorgeous Kennedy Center Opera House, which is, it's one of the great opera houses of the world. But this way we can offer it to thousands of people for free in a really fun and welcoming environment. And every year, thousands of people come to Opera on the Field or Opera in the Outfield, and they experience opera for the very first time. Opera is often performed in languages other than English. This opera is performed in French, but you get the English captions, the translation simultaneous on the screen, so you can follow all the action. I mean, Carmen is an incredible story, as well as having like some of the world's most like popular and famous music. There's the tune that everybody knows is from Carmen. It's the entrance of the bullfighter, Escamillo. It goes, Toreador on guard. Everyone's going to be singing along in the stadium. It's just going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, go a little more into, you started going into it, but let's dive a little more into Carmen. Yeah. Remind us, I mean, it's one of the most iconic operas ever, but give me the premise, you know, what's the sort of the story about?
All right. Carmen's an opera from the 19th century, but it feels like it could have just been written. The character of Carmen is a fiercely independent woman who refuses to, you know, kind of bow to the expectations of society about the role of women. And she falls in love with a soldier, and his name is Don Jose. Well, he abandons everything about his life and family and his career. He leaves the army and deserts for the love of Carmen. And then he turns out to be completely obsessive. And let's just say the relationship does not go well, because the thing he loves so much about Carmen, which is her independence, is also the thing that makes it impossible for her just to, you know, to be possessed by this man, so to speak. So she refuses, and it ends up, I mean, the final scene of Carmen is just one of the most dramatic things you'll ever see in your life. The music is extraordinary. Your hair will stand on end on your arms, because it's all about a woman fighting for her self-image and her sense of independence against all the odds.
And come on, that is timely as it gets. Well, so that's the story. Go a little more into the music now. I mean, you did mention, you know, the famous number, and you know, feel free to repeat that in this, because I can always use multiple different sound bites for my two pieces. But remind us maybe some of the more famous passages of music in here.
Sure. Well, Carmen is the most popular opera ever written. When we just performed it this spring at the Kennedy Center, the run was completely sold out, despite the you know, times in which we find ourselves. And it's because of the incredible music and the kind of, you know, just dramatic, almost feels like, like the kind of thing you'd binge watch on Netflix in terms of the story. So, I mean, the overture from Carmen is one of the most famous things in the world. And then
nailed it.
There's the Toreador song. So the Toreador is Escamillo. He's a bullfighter, Spanish bullfighter, and he enters in this production riding on a horse, and the whole crowd is singing Toreador en garde, and everybody's singing along. It's this huge raucous scene in a bar. It's so much fun, and there's a lot of spectacle in Carmen. You've got extraordinarily beautiful, you know, 19th century costumes, and we've got dancers and, you know, bullfighters and the whole retinue. And then there's Carmen herself. Isabel Leonard is one of the great opera stars of today, an American international opera star, mezzo soprano. And she's not just a great singer, she's a great actor. And when you put those two things in combination, it just is, you know, you'll be on the edge of your seat the whole night. But it's also, there's so much like fun and spectacle and color that it's perfect for kids. My three kids are going to be there, and they're just going to be dazzled by the spectacle on screen.
Awesome. And then in terms of what we're watching on screen, I assume, I mean, it's a broadcast, but where was it filmed? Are you showing the one that was at Kennedy Center?
Yeah. So we performed, Carmen this May at the Kennedy Center. And what we do for the broadcast, in recent years is we actually edit it down. So it's going to be like a 90-minute version of Carmen. So, you know, nowadays people appreciate, something that's a little bit shorter and sweeter. So the encore broadcast allows us to edit it down. We'll get you all of the greatest material from Carmen, and it's just going to fly by. So the doors open at 2 p.m. for like fun pre-show activities, including lots of family-friendly activities, prizes that your kids can win, photo opportunities with costumed characters, all of that good stuff. And then we start the performance, the broadcast, at 4 p.m.
Great. And best of all, it is free. So everyone free. Check it out.
Free. Oh, but Jason, there's one important thing. It's free, and you can show up day of, but you do need to register in advance. Everyone's got to get a QR code to scan on their way in. And we recommend doing that by going to our website in advance so you can pre-register. But if you don't want to bother with that, you can show up at the stadium and register there and get your QR code and walk right in. But it's free, no charge.
Register on the site, but make sure you... All right. That was terrible. I'm going to cut that out.
Beautiful. You're hired.
Oh, I guess sort of, I guess as we end here, I think a good little soundbite to kind of close it out on will be, it's outside and it's fall. It's this beautiful time of the year. It's not too hot of summer, but also not too cold yet of winter. Fall is like my personal favorite time of the year. Speak directly to the listeners, invite them out on a perfect, you know, give me like a fall soundbite.
Yeah. Well, September is my favorite month of the year. It's just before we open our season at the Kennedy Center in October. So that's part of the fun. But the main thing is it's the very best time of year in Washington, D.C. And this Sunday, we're going to have a picture perfect Washington, D.C. September Sunday afternoon. And so it's going to be sunny and warm, but not hot. So it'll be perfect for sitting on your blanket in the grass at Audi Field or in the stands and enjoying something fun and beautiful.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing this. Again, it's Carmen, performed by the Washington National Opera on the screen there at Audi Field for Opera on the Field. Don't miss it this Sunday at 4 p.m. Head over to the Kennedy Center website or obviously the opera's website and register on there for free. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Jason, it's such a pleasure. Wait, I have one more public service announcement if you want it.
Yeah, how am I going to turn that down?
All right. If you've been to Audi Field, you know there's not a lot of parking down there. So we're encouraging everyone, take Metro or Uber. You know, there's all kinds of great ways to get there, but you should know in advance that there's not a great availability of parking. So we're going to have accessibility shuttles from the Metro, and it'll be a beautiful day. So a nice day for a walk if you like to go that way.
Oh, perfect. Thanks. Thanks for that. That's some news you can use right there, baby. All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Timothy. Always fun talking with you.
Jason, it's a pleasure to be with you. See you at Opera on the Field on Sunday.
All right. Talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye.